Well, I have a soft place in my heart for Nashville. I lived here for a couple of years back in the 90s, but I would not say that it's deserving of the Nash Vegas name.
Yes. Don't steal our thunder, please. Hopefully we're going to blow everyone out of the water next year at the NFL draft. You did a red carpet yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did the red carpet last night. That was fun, a lot of fun. Got to, you know, talk to a whole bunch of players past and present. Some of the rookies, the guys looking to be drafted were there. Some of the all-timers were there. Eddie George was there. Jay Glazer, a bunch of guys. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
So Benjamin is one of the best followers on Twitter, at Albright NFL. He dropped his mock draft about an hour ago. We'll get into some details on the mock draft, and we'll kind of play along the theme of your mock draft. The buzz right now is some sort of trade from someone behind number four to move up. So let's talk first about the rush to move up and get Dwayne Haskins. Who's most likely to try to get the pick from the Raiders, the Buccaneers, or the Jets?
I think the Raiders are the sweet spot, although you could see the Bucs come in with a better deal. I don't think anybody's going to move all the way up to three. There's no point. What are you trying to do, trade ahead of the Raiders at that point? So, I don't think that's going to be the move. You could see a Gruden brothers swap here. See the Oakland Raiders moving all the way back with Washington to try and get up there and get Dwayne Haskins. I think that sets them both up for targets they really like. Dwayne Haskins for the Skins, and then obviously Brian Burns is a high target for the Raiders and would probably be there right in that spot for them. So I think that would be an everybody wins kind of deal.
So you like the Skins moving up. Like, what's the price that just makes it not worth it? I mean, how many first do they have to give up where you're like, oh my God, they just got hosed?
Well, at this point, if you're Jay Gruden, you don't really care. I mean, you're kind of doing your brother a favor on this one, letting him come back and get a bunch of picks, and you're not going to be coaching the Skins after this year anyway. So, if you're Jay Gruden, you don't care. It's about the ownership and the general manager there and, you know, what Dan Snyder's comfortable giving up. I don't think you'd have to give up an RG3-type haul in order to get up there like in other years, but, you know, I think you'd have to give up another first and probably a second and something else. So I think you'd have to give up a hefty tag. I just don't think it's as bad as maybe that RG3 trade.
So set me straight on this one. The Washington Redskins are moving up, one, because they like Dwayne Haskins, but two, is part of it because they are in desperate need of a quarterback because they screwed up at the end of last year with Colt McCoy?
Well, yeah, Colt McCoy, he had the freak accident or injury with Alex Smith, and that's got them in some cap trouble because a lot of that money was fully guaranteed, so they really had to figure something out. They couldn't go get a free agent. They didn't have the salary cap space available, so they got to figure out the draft thing. They went out and traded for Case Keenum, and that's, you know, we all saw kind of what Case was last year in Denver, but, Colt McCoy and the injury, you don't know where he's going to be. You saw Josh Johnson and the ghost of Mark Sanchez last year. Those weren't the answers. So they're just trying to get something that makes them competitive.
So we're talking Haskins and we're talking Kyler Murray, and Benjamin Albright's on the horn with us from Nashville at Albright NFL on Twitter. What's your thought on, or what are your thoughts on this group of quarterbacks overall as compared to last year's?
It's not nearly as good. There are things to like about this quarterback class, a couple of different guys, but overall, I'm not very sold on it. I'm a lot lower on Kyler Murray personally than most people are. I don't think he's going to have the success at the NFL level a lot of people think he is. You look at the Oklahoma tape and you see a guy that thrived because they widened the splits on the offensive line. You do that in the NFL, you're going to get double A gap blitz. Right. They dropped him deeper in his drop at times, and I think we've all seen a Mike Martz offense and know what happens when you start hitting those seven-step drops. So I don't think I'm very high on Kyler relative to a lot of people. Now, I think Drew Lock could be something potentially, but he's got a long way to go. So that's one. Haskins is kind of a what you see is what you get kind of guy. I don't think there's really much room for him to super improve, but he's ready to start day one. And you got some people who like Daniel Jones, cerebral guy, but he needs some work as well. So in this class, the guys that could be great are guys that you really have to have faith in your coaching staff to make become great.
And you feel confident Kyler Murray is definitely going number one?
Everybody I have talked to, without fail, everybody believes he's going number one. Now, if that changes, if this is the most incredible and weirdest smokescreen of all time, then congratulations, Cardinals. You fooled us all by crapping on your quarterback for 4 months and then trying to trade him to other teams and then not doing it. But everybody I've talked to thinks Kyler's going number one.
Yeah, we're examining it from the odds standpoint here in Vegas and also watching Atlantic City and other places that have the number one pick. booked, and the numbers are dropping in terms of the favorite number on Kyler Murray. But I think most of that is people just trying to play that home run plus pick on guys behind him just in case something happens.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it too. You know, just again talking to people out here, there were a bunch of guys I know that were laying money on that kind of stuff just in case. So,
all right, what's more likely? The Raiders move up because now there's rumors out there. Hey, maybe they're going to go and make the big splash and get Kyler Murray, or they move down.
I think it's more likely they move down. I talked to John at the Senior Bowl, and he had this crazy plan at the time that he was going to bring in Antonio Brown, which he did, Le'Veon Bell, which they tried to do but were ultimately unsuccessful, and draft Kyler Murray. And at the time, you know, getting Kyler Murray at 4 wasn't really a stretch. Now it kind of seems like it is. But so it was interesting with that. I don't think they're going to move up, though. I think if anything, they move back, keep rolling those picks forward into the future and getting talent on that roster on the defensive side of the ball.
At 24 and 27, two defensive players, they split it up. Who are the targets?
Well, you know, I would suggest they come out of this with at least one defensive lineman, maybe two, and then running back Josh Jacobs is probably going to be a high on their list as well with one of those two later first-round picks. So I suspect you're going to come out with two defensive players and a running back.
Do you like Jacobs?
I do. You know, I'm always hesitant about taking a running back in the first round just because there's usually a lot of other talent there. But Jacobs' talent warrants it, and the Raiders certainly need it, so I wouldn't be opposed.
Who are the other candidates to potentially move up into the top 10? What team is most likely to try to get aggressive?
Atlanta. If Ed Oliver were to be there right around where Jacksonville or Detroit picks, Atlanta would definitely come up and try to get him. They're very enamored with him. They're willing to settle on a Wilkins as a compensation prize if he goes earlier. But they really like Ed Oliver, and I think they're probably the other big candidate to move up.
What do you think about Ed Oliver?
You know, I think he's got all the talent in the world, just needs the right coach to harness it. You know, he kind of took last season off in a different way than Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa just didn't, you know, he totally quit, where, you know, Ed Oliver was there on game day, although he was playing at, you know, 50%, just trying not to injure himself in a business decision. So I think Ed with the right coach can be successful. You just got to figure out how to harness him and keep him motivated. That's the big thing with him.
We're getting ready for the NFL draft. Benjamin Albright's on the road. You can find him on Twitter at AlbrightNFL. You are super connected in Denver with the Broncos. We have a lot of Broncos fans here in Las Vegas. You mentioned Drew Lock, but you don't have Drew Lock going 10 to the Broncos in your mock draft.
Right. Everything that I've been told is, you know, they like Drew. They like T.J. Hockenson. They really like Devin White, but they don't think he's going to be there. But I think Devin Bush is going to be the pick. I know Jim Harbaugh personally reached out to Vic Fangio. They used to coach together in San Francisco with the Niners and recommended Bush. And that goes a long way with Vic. And football is such a relationships league, you know, as far as that stuff goes. So I really think it's going to wind up being Devin Bush there for the Denver Broncos.
What's been the reaction in Denver to Joe Flacco?
Well, kind of trepidation. You look at the Broncos post-Peyton Manning era and the quarterbacks that John Elway cycled through there, and he didn't really have much currency as far as having faith in and bringing guys in, whether it was draft picks like Trevor Siemian, free agents like Mark Sanchez, bringing Brock Osweiler back, Case Keenum. It's been one flop after another. So there's some cautious optimism, but there's some trepidation there as well.
Do the Broncos peel away a little more salary by moving Chris Harris for picks?
Very possible. His agent has gotten into it with Elway. Chris left a group text, like a Slack chat that the defensive backs had there the other day. He said that it's been a pleasure working with you guys. I'm not expecting to be back.
Really?
And left that group chat. So there's a real possibility he could get moved.
That's good reporting, but I just love what we report now as compared to say 20 years ago, leaving group text, someone scrubs their Instagram page. I mean, it's real. If the guy's saying, "Hey, I'm gone," then it's a real report.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, he certainly feels like that. Now, whether that's him leveraging, you know, and trying to get those guys to pressure Elway, or he really feels that way, but Chris has always been kind of paranoid is probably the best word, with this stuff. And then you come in and you pay big money to Bryce Callahan, who basically does the same thing he does, only gets hurt. And then you pay a bunch of money to Kareem Jackson as well, who's, another defensive back. Where's the money for Chris, who took a hometown discount in his last contract?
Two quick pops on the division. One, did the Chiefs make a good deal? Was that the right price for Frank Clark?
I don't think so. I really don't understand that. I'm not saying Dee Ford is as good as Frank Clark. Frank is better. But if you're going to, if you need a pass rusher, what's the productivity difference between a Frank Clark and a Dee Ford? And is it worth giving up a first, a second, and paying probably double what you need to in terms of money to bring Frank in versus Dee Ford? So I don't think that that was a great deal for the Chiefs. I think Frank's a great player, but I don't think that was a good deal for the Chiefs.
And will the Chargers pull off a trade to get Josh Rosen as their quarterback of the future?
That is the leading candidate. You know, everybody keeps talking about the Giants and the Skins. The Chargers are in that one. The Bengals are in that one. And the Patriots have even made a call about that. So there's still some moving parts there on that. But I it's very possible. It's just a question of whether Telesco is willing to give up enough to get him.
Benjamin, I know you're busy. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.